Northern Province Gender Division Principal Officer Doreen Chingobe has urged councils to formulate deliberate policies that would allocate a certain percentage of land to the youth, women and other marginalized groups for them to have access to this factor of production. Ms. Chingobe made the call in Kalomo over the weekend at an engagement with the youth, traditional leaders and other line government departments to get challenges the youth are facing in their quest to embark on entrepreneurship and self-employment commitments.
News 360.
A resident of Mokosa village in Mongwe district has commended government for considering Mokosa Primary School to be among the schools to benefit from the construction of health rooms in the area. Wilfred Chikwanda said in an interview in Mongwe that the move will positively contribute to reduction in absenteeism among pupils in the school.
News 360.
For international news, we monitor the BBC.
The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has said overnight Russian missiles and drone strikes have killed six people in Kyiv. At least two residential apartment blocks were hit as a barrage of more than 400 drones and 22 missiles targeted the capital. For its part, Moscow said Ukraine launched one of its biggest drone attacks on Western Russia. Three people were killed and several injured. Attempts to negotiate an end to the conflict continue. The UN's World Food Programme has warned that nearly 500,000 people in northeast Nigeria may miss out on food assistance from January as its resources run out. The UN agency says a recent surge in attacks has displaced thousands, mostly farmers, who are now relying entirely on aid to survive.
News 360.
The US dollar is trading at 23 kwacha 7 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 30 kwacha 26 ngwe. The euro is trading at 26 kwacha 65 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 33 ngwe. These rates are courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. They are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
10-man Everton held on for a rare and quite amazing Old Trafford victory after Idrissa Gueye was sent off for striking teammate Michael Keane after just 13 minutes against Manchester United. In quite incredible scenes, England goalkeeper Jordan Pickford had to hold Gueye back as he took exception to a few choice words from Keane after Everton had defended a United attack. Gueye got near enough to slap Keane on the cheek. The action triggered a red card from referee Tony Harrington and more choice words from Keane, who angrily gestured for Gueye to get off the pitch. Lusaka was cloudy this morning, then times of clouds and sun this afternoon with a thunderstorm around some areas with the temperature peaking at 28 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be partly cloudy and humid with the temperature to drop to as low as 19 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Councils urged to reserve land for youth, women and the marginalized. And Mokosa resident hails government for health room projects at local primary school. My name is Terence Makondo.
Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Lusaka's number one hit station. 96.5 Rock FM. Rock FM.
I'm gonna have to wait. I wish I could.
tuned.